WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. As local law enforcement continues to deal with summertime property crimes, some arrests have also been made. College Station Police credit an observant citizen who reported suspicious activity yesterday morning about 4:45. CSPD says that led to the arrests of two men and a 13-year-old for vehicle burglaries in the Wood Creek subdivision. A pair of 18-year-olds, Trevor and Tyler Bagby, along with the teen, are accused of taking a gun and other items. A Bryan man previously warned to stay away from a College Station apartment complex was arrested after he was found in another vacant unit. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Tamont Givens is accused of having $7,600 of stolen property from a neighboring unit at the Mark Apartments on Harvey Road. According to the online jail records, this is Givens' second arrest in the last 3 months and the fourth in the last year and a half. And Wednesday, CSPD received reports of 5 more burglaries and 5 more thefts. That brings the running total over the last 7 days to 74 property crimes. College Station school board members could take final action next month on a first-ever policy to establish a formal procedure for adjusting campus boundaries. 4 trustees who attended this week's meeting had no opposition to the latest draft, which you can read online at WTAW.com. The proposal calls for administrators to first explore altering student enrollment options before exploring boundary changes or considering building additions or adding new campuses. Board Vice President Jeff Harris wanted to further define the role of community committees, which would be an option for future boards. That's after he was left with questions after committees made recommendations last year.
I didn't get to see when they got down to their last handful of options, what were the advantages and disadvantages of each one? What decisions were to be made, and how did that work out? And when you are the ultimate decision maker, I think that's the very real discussion and the very real analysis that needs to be had.
The proposal calls for the board to receive an update each January reviewing various categories. That includes whether student population is between 85 and 110% of building capacity and the socioeconomic makeup of the student body. It's Amateur Radio Operator Week in Texas, and you have the opportunity to learn more about the Bryan Amateur Radio Club this weekend. Member Philip Gates says they've been serving the community since 1956. He says if you come to this weekend's field day event at Bryan Bachman Park, you'll see operators using their equipment like they would in an emergency when other communication services like cell phones and televisions are not working.
We provide service to the Department of Public Safety, to the Sheriff's Office, to Brazos County Emergency Management. We have radio equipment pre-installed in all the local hospitals, for example, and we can provide the staff to go and man those stations and get communications on the air so that we can get some kind of interactivity going in these disaster situations.
Visit bryanarc.org for more information on the club and this weekend's event. There are different reactions from the two U.S. senators from Texas regarding the Senate's plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. John Cornyn says their plan is a critical step towards delivering on our promise to provide the relief Texans so desperately need. Ted Cruz says the Senate's draft does not appear to accomplish the most important promise we made to Americans, to repeal Obamacare and their health care costs.
The key to getting it done, to getting to yes, is we need common sense reforms that lower the cost of premiums so that health insurance is more affordable for families.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the entire statements issued by Cornyn and Cruz. There is also a link to read the Senate's plan. 2 years after winning election as Texas Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller has been sanctioned for sloppy reporting of campaign finances.
The Texas Ethics Commission fined Miller a total of $2,750 to resolve 2 complaints accusing him of improper accounting. The Texas Tribune reports campaign spokesman Todd Smith called the investigation nothing more than a politically motivated witch hunt. Miller has faced other financial questions while in office. Progress Texas formally complained to the Ethics Commission last year that Miller misused campaign funds for 2 trips that involved personal activities. That complaint is still pending. Miller called the complaints harassment and said there's absolutely nothing illegal or wrong with either of those trips. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
And for those of you who have flown American Airlines, you may have seen new uniforms worn by flight attendants and pilots. After 9 months of complaints, American is getting rid of them. Jazz Kennedy is one of the flight attendants who say they became sick because of toxic materials in the new uniforms.
My throat closes up, my neck gets very tight and stiff, and I get a little extreme fatigue along with a really bad headache. And if I go on a trip and I get back in town, if I'm able to finish the trip, and most of the time I can't, it takes me a couple of days of just being in bed feeling flu-like just to get over it.
Kennedy says she can't even be around other employees wearing the uniforms. American says it may take 2 or 3 years to find a new supplier and replace them. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. Text us or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News, it's brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning. Checking some weather, shall we? Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today and hot, high temperature 94 to 98. Tonight, periods of clouds and 74 to 78. Not as hot on Saturday with clouds around. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. A few showers, low 70s on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm, and again, upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We didn't make 80 by 8, but the heat index, I forgot to look at 6 o'clock this morning. It hasn't changed. My heat index is 83 already. Ooh. It's really not very nice out there.
And it was really, like, muggy and, like, suffocating.
Yep. Yeah, winds have picked air. The winds have picked up a little bit. We're at 12 miles an hour now, but still.
Yeah.
All right, no winner Tuesday's lottery. So tonight it's $134 million. It's $85 million cash value. Yeah, $258 million to one. You know, if you buy a ticket, you got a chance, but not much of one. All right, so a NASA scientist has just pretty much called BS on Gwyneth Paltrow's health product.
Goop?
Yeah. Well, within the Goop line, okay. I think it's not Goop per se. The scientist actually said, this is a load of BS.
Nice.
Forcing the actress-turned-lifestyle guru to basically pull the product.
Wow.
Which was a package of $120 stickers from her Goop website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The product is a $120 set of stickers called Body Vibes. Body Vibes. They claim that if you stick this sticker on your body, it can ease pain and anxiety.
Oh.
How, you ask? Well, the Goop website had claimed, and we quote, Body Vibe stickers, made with the same conductive carbon material NASA uses to line spacesuits so they can monitor the astronauts' vitals during wear, come pre-programmed to an ideal frequency, allowing them to target imbalances. But when Gizmodo had a writer decide to do a little fact check on this, they talked to actual NASA scientists.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and basically...
Of course. How selfish of me.
Right.
Let's do all the things that you want to do.
Except when it's not true.
Yeah.
He said, actually, it's BS. And he said, this is a load of BS. So... The deal is NASA does not even use any carbonate material in its spacesuits at all.
Wow. And they not even close.
No, and they don't have conductive carbon material lining the spacesuits. Spacesuits actually made of synthetic polymers, spandex, and other materials.
Look at these stickers that I got that'll cure me by osmosis. They have a special drug in them called, what is this, placebo?
What does that mean? It's a placebo, right. If NASA did use carbon material in the suits, which again, it does not, it would be for adding strength to the suit, and it wouldn't be to monitor any kind of vital signs.
Right. Mm.
And while NASA was not asked about these stickers' stickiness, the spokesperson helpfully volunteered, the logic doesn't even hold up. If they promote healing, why would they leave marks on your skin when you take them off?
Right.
After Gizmodo reported the story on the stickers, well, they pulled them off the site. So.
They were like, all right, you got us.
But aside from them not doing what we say, they're just perfect.
Yeah. Well, and then,
no
the,
problem here.
And then the problem is with one, you know, faulty product. Now yep. people are going to start questioning the entire
That's right.
line.
Yes, they'll go goop. Nope. Don't want to do that.
They said we said you could lose up to 10 pounds, up to 10 pounds.
Your results may vary. Yeah. Cops in Arkansas looking for a woman. They say tried to shoplift a stripper pole.
Because who doesn't want a good stripper pole
right.
in your house?
Little Rock police said the unidentified woman walked into a Spencer's Gifts. Spencer's
Man,
has stripper pole?
That doesn't surprise
Are they
me.
Still no. around? Are they
Not
still, we
here.
Have one here? Okay,
Not
right.
here. I think okay. they left the mall.
Okay, I mean, that... Hey, but before that, they were in the old Manor East Mall. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Spencer's, yeah, they
oh,
were they
man.
Were just
back
were,
in the day.
They were
yeah.
weird even back when I was young enough to think some of that might have been okay. But no. anyway, so they that was Wednesday. So apparently there is still a Spencer's in Arkansas Wednesday. And so she tries to shoplift and she tried to return an item. And when her refund was denied for that particular item, she allegedly grabbed the stripper pole that was for sale and ran out of the store.
Oh, okay.
So an employee managed to wrestle the $40 stripper pole away from her.
Oh, wow.
By the time police arrived, she had vanished. Police are still looking for the suspect.
Yeah.
Bound to be a camera there someplace.
Yeah. And, like, if you want to steal something or you're mad, why would you grab, like, well, probably one of the largest things they sell?
Yeah, a little difficult to probably stick into your
car. Yeah, way to stick it to the man.
Yeah.
Take the stripper pole.
Then there's the story of Sherry Treba. Probably will not be collecting her Mother of the Year trophy. People magazine reports that the 42-year-old was at happy hour, was rudely interrupted by police last Friday when she was breastfeeding her baby while drinking at the bar.
Ooh, yeah, see, that's not okay, Sherry.
Uh-uh.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's not in the rules.
No.
Indianapolis Finest hauled her off and her baby daddy on charges of felony neglect of a dependent. And misdemeanor charge of public intoxication. So, but
so
aside from that.
So it's illegal. I mean, she was, they could arrest her for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Anyhow.
I mean, I know it's frowned upon.
Yeah. Yes, it would be.
But I didn't realize that it was actually against the law.
Well, now you know what felony neglect is. There you go. When it's felony neglect, when you're actually doing that.
All right.
Minion maniacs around the world will be thrilled to hear that McDonald's is launching a new line of goodies featuring the little yellow dudes. Despicable Me fans can indulge in banana pies, banana soft inside of a blue cone, soft serve inside of a blue cone, spicy nuggets, minion potatoes, whatever that means, and Happy Meals toys, too. Unfortunately, you have to travel to get this cuteness to Singapore. See? They get all the good stuff. Why can't we have minion potatoes and spicy nuggets?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. What do we got to do, you know?
Here's what happens when we do nuggets. 19-year-old woman ordered some chicken nuggets at a Jack in the Box near Tacoma last Sunday. She was angry because the line of cars was so long.
Ugh, hate when that happens.
Then she got even angrier when she didn't get her drink right away.
Ugh.
Claimed something was wrong with it and also claimed that they had shorted her a chicken nugget. So apparently the missing nugget pushed her over the edge because, well,
that was it.
Yep. She launched her drink through the drive-in window.
Yeah.
And then went ahead and pulled the gun.
Woo!
Yeah. Two other people also in the car, 18-year-old guy, 14-year-old girl.
Oh, good role model.
When the employee closed the door, the 14-year-old got out and started punching the window.
Oh.
Then the driver took the handgun and pointed it at workers.
Ooh.
She dropped. I'm thinking all of
these
people.
It's a nugget.
Yeah. They've made some bad life decisions already. She drove off, but somebody got the license plate number. Police tracked her down in the house where she the car was registered. They found her hiding in the attic of the garage, and both passengers were arrested. Driver now faces 3 counts of assault in the first degree. Pled not guilty on Monday. She blames the workers.
Right, of course.
It's somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
And say that the whole thing could have been avoided if they gotten her order right.
Oh.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have pulled the gun if they'd have gotten the order right.
People
must be some good
crazy
nuggets.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, earlier somebody texted, why do you say gub? And there actually is a reason.
Oh, yeah. Do you have it?
I don't have it up, but it's from a Woody Allen movie,
it is.
Right?
We'll pull that up again sometime, and and we appreciate your concern. A sniper with Canada's elite special forces being credited with making a world record shot.
Ooh.
After the military confirmed that he hit a target from nearly 2.2 miles away.
That is so crazy to me.
Yep.
Was it a moose?
No. It was during the race. No, it was actually a person. It's a bad guy.
Oh.
A source of the military says the details of the shot were verified by a video camera and other data, relying in part on information from a second location. The shot easily surpasses the previous record. I mean, 2.2
wow.
miles.
When you said Canada and elite in the same sentence,
yeah.
I really wasn't sure quite how elite they were.
There's
but
the
man,
special forces. I mean, I guess you have to scope it in. You've got you've got your gun set already, your
right.
rifle set.
But then you
got
to
scope it in
wind
with a high power scope. Yeah, you have. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
wind into
probably
consideration.
Curvature of the Earth, maybe.
Oh, for sure. When it's that far away.
Anyway, amazing stuff. 821.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our 3 College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
A22, I love computers. Here we go. This is why we say gub. This, again, from a Woody Allen movie called Take the Money and Run.
What does this say?
Can't you read that?
I can't read this. What's this? Act natural.
No, it says, please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural.
It does say act natural.
So I'm pointing a gun at you.
That looks like gub. That doesn't look like gun.
No, it's gun.
No, that's gub. That's a B.
No. See, that's an N. It's G-U-N. It's gun.
George, would you step over here a moment, please? What does this say?
Please put $50,000 into this bag and act natural. What's app?
Act.
Does this look like gub or gun?
Gun.
See?
But what's app mean?
Act. A-C-T. Act natural. Please put $50,000 into this bag. Act natural. It's not...
Oh, I see. This is a holdup.
Yes.
May I see your gun? Well, you'll have to have this note initialed by one of our vice presidents before I can give you any money.
See, I'm in a rush.
What?
I'm in a rush.
I'm sorry, but that's our policy.
There you
so
go,
that's
Woody
why
Allen.
You say
that's
gub.
Why we say gub.
And
I
if
know.
We have time, someone else texted in and said, while you're looking things up for us, please remind us why you say U.S. American.
All right, yeah, we can always do that one. All right. Donald Mink of Indiana has been waiting for 9 months for the cremated remains of his mother. A crematorium in North Dakota mailed them to him, but the U.S. Postal Service apparently has lost the package. In a statement, the USPS says, quote, we regret that to date the cremains have not been located.
Did they have to go with cremains?
They did.
What a clumsy portmanteau.
But a commitment is ongoing, and a vigilant search will find them. In the meantime, a check of the tracking number on the package shows the status as dead mail. See, I'm just saying. They're so insensitive over there. Just trying to be insensitive. Officials in North Carolina warning residents to watch out for a boozing bear. A young black bear has been spotted hanging out near a liquor store in Hickory, North Carolina. That's where the basketball team was, right? From that was in Indiana. Okay, the 80-pound bear and 1 year old has been seen lounging around a tree behind the shop. But police said the animal caused concern when it actually came down from the tree and started mingling with people at the ABC liquor store. Well, he's just a happy drunk. You know, he's one of those social guys, just wants to be around people.
Sure.
An employee said, "We have a diverse customer clientele, but not this." Local Wildlife Commission spokesperson said the bear will likely wander back into the woods on his own pretty much when he's good and ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. According to Uber's attorneys, former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick knew an engineer had allegedly stolen Google files before hiring him last year. Uber is accused of swiping some of the ideas that belong to the Google spinoff Waymo. That company claims the engineer ripped off trade secrets before leaving Waymo in January of 2016. Since then, he founded a robotic vehicle startup that Uber acquired 7 months ago. Tesla says it's exploring with government officials in Shanghai the possibility of opening a facility to build electric vehicles for the Chinese market. The Silicon Valley automaker plans to outline its production plans for China by year-end. China is the world's largest market for new car sales and a big consumer of luxury vehicles. The U.S. has issued a global manhunt for five former Volkswagen managers, including two close confidants of the previous CEO, Martin Winterkorn. The managers are allegedly suspected of conspiracy fraud in violation of U.S. environmental standards. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Go catch a breeze this afternoon. Peach Creek Vineyard, south of town. They're open from 1 until 5 this afternoon. They're open on Saturday from noon to 6 and then 1 to 5 on Sunday as well. Now, earlier in the week, Tuesday through Thursday, they're open on from 3 until 6 on Tuesday, Thursday. Your chance to kind of go out actually into the vineyards and enjoy the breeze. They have a real nice pavilion out there that overlooks some bodies of water. Now, Peach Creek Vineyard's been around for a few years. They've got a lot of different wines for you to choose from, reds and whites and rosés, and they also do some specialty wines as well. They're available for sampling in their expanded tasting room. You can enjoy a glass, and you can purchase a bottle if you want to do that. Great opportunity to get together with your friends. And by the way, that pavilion I mentioned, that's a place for private parties or showers or graduations, informal weddings, maybe a class reunion, just any reason to get together a group, then you can rent the pavilion from them. And by the way, join the wine club, and you can enjoy discounts on the wines and the facility rental as well. And they've got a gift shop, so if you got somebody in your world who is a wine lover, then great opportunity for gifts there. All can be yours. If you want some more information, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
A wireless, ultra-fast global Wi-Fi system has been the ultimate dream. Online, all the time, anywhere on the planet, using only your smartphone or your gadget's built-in antenna. No dish. Well, that dream is about to become a reality. I'm Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. To provide a strong Wi-Fi signal to all points on the Earth, you need powerful satellites and lots of them. Massive technical problems have prevented the development of such a system until yesterday, when the FCC gave a green light to a new company called OneWeb. OneWeb is building a fleet of 750 satellites to encircle the entire planet. Together, they're going to supply one continuous, super-fast, affordable Wi-Fi signal to all points on Earth. Meanwhile, SpaceX is working on an even bigger satellite fleet, 4,400 of them to compete with OneWeb. As of today, global Wi-Fi is just a matter of time. All the tech news updated 24/7 is at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least five devices with critical data: email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive, to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. Jack is an iDrive user. He uses iDrive to back up not only his computer, but also his wife's computer, their smartphones and tablets. Here are his exact words.
My wife is a Facebook junkie. Twice now, she has managed to get tangled up in ransomware. This happened just last week, and I need help restoring the files before infection.
But all of Jack's data was backed up to iDrive before the ransomware hit, and Jack was able to restore all his data using the iDrive Rewind feature. iDrive is the easiest and most secure cloud backup. Go to iDrive.com today and use my name, Kim, at checkout to get 75% off through Monday only. Don't put this off. Through Monday, get 75% off. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fifth consecutive month, College Station school board members discussed a first-ever policy that spells out how to respond to increasing student populations. Final action will be considered next month. That follows no opposition to the latest draft, which was discussed by four trustees at this week's workshop. Superintendent Clark Ely says other things will be considered before looking at changing boundaries.
Limiting some transfers in and out, adding additional staffing or differentially staffing, moving some programs, putting some temporary classrooms in there, perhaps capping enrollment. Those are things that we can do that won't really, we won't need additional funding for building new facilities to do that or to change attendance lines.
Each January, the board would get an update showing building usage and the socioeconomic makeup of student bodies at each campus. You can read the latest draft online at WTAW.com. For the third time this month, College Station Police has arrested a Bryan man. It's the second time in 15 days that 27-year-old DeJavian Washington is accused of violating a protection order. According to CSPD arrest reports, officers were sent to an apartment to investigate a report of marijuana and firearms. Washington, who was one of the occupants, was arrested for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon. He is also in jail after being accused of violating protection orders that are related to a June 1st arrest for assaulting and injuring a woman. A Navasota woman was arrested in a College Station motel room on charges of possessing four credit cards that did not belong to her. Police received a call from one of the victims that her card was used without her consent for a multiple night stay at the Easy Travel Inn. According to the arrest report, a motel employee said they manually entered the credit card number after the card would not scan. In the motel room, officers found a prepaid gift card that had no numbers on it and a label maker with four sets of labels matching the credit card numbers of the victims. That led to the arrest of 33-year-old Stephanie Hood for fraudulent possession of identifying information. Three teens were arrested Thursday morning for burglary and theft of a firearm. Just before 5 a.m., College Station police responded to the Wood Creek subdivision after a citizen reported seeing three men with backpacks going through his neighbor's vehicle. According to the arrest report, officers located 18-year-olds Tyler and Trevor Bagby of College Station and a 13-year-old and determined that they had taken property and a firearm from vehicles they had burglarized. The items that were recovered and the handgun were returned to owners. This weekend, the Bryan Amateur Radio Club is hosting their annual Field Day event. Member Philip Gates says the nationwide event is a great way for the public to learn about what amateur radio operators do for the community.
If people come out, they're going to see us using our equipment set up on the spot with portable generators, emergency power. We're going to have antennas that we're going to erect there in the park, and they're going to see us using our equipment much like we would in an emergency to establish communication.
Gates says there will also be testing opportunities for license exams and upgrades, a raffle, and more fun for the whole family. The two-day event is at Brian Bachman Park. You can visit brianarc.org for details. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 79 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news tips, photos, and videos at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at grandchamproofing.com.
836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine through today and hot. High temperature 94 to 98. Tonight, periods of clouds and 74 to 78. Not as hot on Saturday with clouds around. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. A few showers, low 70s on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm, and again, upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Friday, talk to the folks from City College Station. Jay Sokol's here. How are you today?
Hey, great.
How many fidget spinners are there in College Station City Hall, to your knowledge?
Ooh, I'm not sure about that. But we have looked through some catalogs to see if this is a promotional item we need to buy.
Don't do this.
So far, the answer's been no.
Okay. Did you see what they're doing in China? They're doing mini crossbows that will shoot pins.
Okay, now I've been given a mini crossbow that shoots Q-tips. Or, excuse me, sharp pins?
It could. Could the one that you've been given actually shoot pins?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. It didn't really cross my mind.
Can you tell me where you got it?
I think one of my coworkers gave it to me as a gift.
They still work there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if they wanted you to wreak havoc after they were gone.
But they're a bit out of range. So.
Well, I mean, think about that, because there are any number of things that can seem harmless, but then when they are changed in some way to do damage, yeah, you know, then that could be the case.
I remember, those newspaper rubber bands and mm-hmm. paper clips.
Yeah.
And holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, that could launch a projectile.
See if yours could actually be retrofitted for something dangerous.
I'm on
we'll
it.
Move on from there. Okay. In the meantime, you might have an engineer do that for you.
Where do I find one of those? Oh, look, there's one in the corner.
Oh, look, there you go.
College Station City Engineer Alan Gibbs.
Okay. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
A little bit of history. Now, how long have you been the city engineer in College Station?
10 years.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this engineering thing just in general?
In general, I believe I'm on 23rd year now.
Okay.
So.
Well, let's say this. Let's say 10 years ago, how many people were there in your department, and how many you got now?
We have grown by probably about 10 or so folks, maybe even 15. Yeah. So we've added planners and added engineers and added inspectors. There's been an amazing amount of growth that we've seen. I believe we're just topped 110,000, and over this last decade, we've had 3.3% steady growth.
Right.
And so through that time, there's been a lot of development, and we've been busy.
Well, and so how has your department changed? What kind of specialists have you had to hire in because of bigger city stuff that we've got now?
So we have stormwater specialists. There's been different state programs that have changed over that time. So our stormwater program has increased to comply with state law. We've also added, over that time, I suppose, three engineers, and we're hoping to add a fourth in the future. But it's even with that amount of staff, it's difficult to keep up because there has been so much growth.
Well, I guess anybody looks at a change in College Station or as the city continues to grow, they probably think about how it inconveniences them. Wait, traffic's worse than it used to be.
Sure.
Why is this the way that it is now? Well, part of that has to do with the plans that they have to meet, and you're the guys and gals who are the ones who are in charge of that. So let's take it from a standpoint. Let's talk about residential, and then let's talk about retail.
Okay.
So you got a new piece of land that's going to be residential.
Okay.
So where does the engineering department come in, and what do you have to do as we get ready to build houses there?
Sure. Well, it may start at zoning with Planning and Zoning Commission and council, and it needs to be in compliance with the comprehensive plan because we look at the city as a whole, and we're looking to see if we have water capacity, sewer capacity, what the road capacity is there. In general, as been talked about many times on the show, is we like to see more density, especially if it's student-type density, closer to campus. That, especially on the transportation infrastructure, that helps those trips back and forth to campus. So those are kind of some of the big picture at a zoning level. The next main step is into the platting level, and that's when we're looking at specific lot sizes and we get more into the nuts and bolts of water, sewer, drainage, electricity, and so forth. And so that's probably our day-to-day largest part of what we do with the development engineers is look at those construction plans and make sure they're in compliance with the details that are needed for that type of construction and development.
Okay, and so Alan Gibbs, he's the city engineer in College Station. You go, well, those guys don't impact my life. I live in this house. I've lived in this house for a long time. But y'all had a key part when it came to coming up with how you calculate impact fees. Talk
yes,
about
sir.
That a little bit.
So impact fees, we've actually had in College Station since 1992. And for years, we had what we called five small area impact fees. And here, I believe in 2012, there was an effort because we've had budget challenges with all of the demands that we've had on our infrastructure and needs for rehabilitation and infrastructure expansion, we explored doing a citywide impact fee. And in 2012, it hadn't passed then. But as we looked at it again in 2016, a lot of citizen engagement and stakeholder engagement, council ended up adopting, as you're well aware, water, sewer, and roadway impact fees. And so from the engineering standpoint, there's a state law spells out pretty straightforward requirements of what is needed to put that into place. So there were analysis done on future densities that are expected with growth, and then also the infrastructure needed to serve that growth. And there's also credits for the ad valorem taxes and so forth, but it's relatively involved, but there's a series of calculations and so forth that ultimately come up with a maximum amount or fee that can be charged for new development.
Mm.
And council ultimately trying to make it more reasonable.
More citizen-friendly?
Sure, developer-friendly maybe.
Okay.
Reduced the fee that was actually to be collected. Mm. So we're only collecting a fraction of the maximum of what was actually calculated. But that's kind of a brief overview of the nuts and bolts of the calculations.
Okay. All right, so let's turn to retail. Let's say that
sure.
You've got a new area that you're going to have retail development. How is that different than when you're doing residential development?
With regard to impact fees, it's...
Just in general, because we talked about residential. What do you have to do from a fallow piece of land to make it residences? Now take a fallow piece of land and putting businesses in. Is that a different process in any way?
In many ways, it's the same because we're still looking at the comp plan, zoning, platting, and then it does have a more involved site plan that's involved, and sometimes the details of the permitting can go a little bit more in tandem on the commercial properties, but in many ways it's very similar.
Cities of Bryan and College Station have to share in a lot of different things. Tell me how you interact with the City of Bryan in your job.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with the City of Bryan staff. especially their engineering staff. So Paul Casper and Jason Barfnick work closely with them. So over the years, we've developed common or joint, if you will, construction standards and guidelines and technical specifications. So every 5 or so years, we work on doing updates to those. Some of those are housekeeping updates, and others are more significant. And we're actually in the process right now here, ironically, in the next few weeks, we will be releasing a draft to the development community to comment on. But yeah, work really closely with the Bryan staff. Really feel like that's a benefit to the development community to have one set of engineering standards that they can work with on both sides of the common city line.
What's new and different about the information you're going to be sending out to the developers in a few weeks or presenting to them that you just mentioned?
Well, it's probably too much to describe because, as you can imagine, the our guidelines, details, and specs, they're a pretty it's a pretty hefty amount of information. And again, we've been working on this update for probably over a year now, and so there is numerous housekeeping things. There's some larger things. I trust you followed at the end of the last year. Just for one example, one of the larger ones is College Station has moved to concrete streets.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things like that. One of the more interesting ones I think that I can mention too is trying to standardize our local street cross section that has all the utility corridors, not only on the public utilities but also the private utilities. So we've worked with Atmos and some of the other groups. To try to have a real specific layout that each public and private utility has a good space. So, and try to work with that as a typical. So we've worked closely with Bryan's staff to help develop that. So I think that'll be one thing of real interest to the development community.
Alan Gibbs is city engineer, College Station. Finally today, College Station is a growing city. Annexation is certainly a possibility down the road. Where does the engineering department fit in at that time when land is still the county's but will become the city's, or the city's at least looking at that? What part does your department play there?
So annexation, when you look at kind of a sequencing of development, annexation is at the top of that sequence. But it fits closely with our comp plan. So we've... As I've seen over the last 13 years, the city has made great strides with the different departments and really having a true comprehensive plan where there's the different components and different departments are working together and have a common vision. And so with annexation, often one of the critical things is the water and sewer that can be provided for that area, and can we actually serve or handle that kind of density, the transportation network in the area. Those are all critical. So engineering certainly plays roles with the evaluation of water, sewer, streets, and so forth. And so those are probably some of the more critical pieces. And of course, to a lesser degree for me personally, there's also the financial piece of, you know, what type of taxes may be associated with that, and being able to provide those associated infrastructure. But yeah, those are challenging questions. And you know, the state right now is looking at their special session got extended and so forth about, and I believe one of those items that they're still looking at is the annexation laws, or there's a bill in
right
there. So that'll be really interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. Okay? Thank you so much.
All right. What do you got?
Starlight Music Series tomorrow.
Hey.
Yeah. Corey Morrow and guest Cameron Nelson will be on stage. Gates open at 6. Show starts at 7.
That's not a tribute band. That's the real guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's the real deal.
Okay.
Over at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. So I hope you'll enjoy that tomorrow evening. More information at cstx.gov/starlight. And a final plug for our City Council 101 session, which is next Tuesday, 6 o'clock at the City Council Chambers. We've got 3 seats up for election in November. If you would like to find out what this whole City Council thing is all about, how it works, the requirements, how open meeting laws work, and so forth, come to this so your eyes are wide open before you ever make that decision about becoming a candidate. Again, 6 o'clock next Tuesday, City Council Chambers. And if you have any questions you would like to ask folks in the City Secretary's office ahead of that, give them a call at 764-3500.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
That's the folks from City College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Suddenlink has got you covered when it comes to all of your entertainment needs, whether it's the fact that you need to watch your favorite shows, but you can't watch them when they come on, so you use your DVR, or maybe you want to use the Suddenlink To Go app. It doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you just need some super fast internet. Suddenlink is the place to go, and now is the best time to sign up, because right now, the Suddenlink triple play is only $59.99 a month, and you're going to lock into that rate for an entire year. That's peace of mind right there, knowing that your rate's not going to go up. You're going to get fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and unlimited home phone. Now, if you need more speed, that's not a problem. They can hook you up there too. You can upgrade to 50 meg internet for only $10 more per month and get HBO and Showtime included for 1 year. Now, maybe you just need the internet. That's fine too. Suddenlink has internet packages starting as low as $19.99 per month. The offer's not going to last long. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Price excludes taxes, fees, and surcharges. Restrictions apply. Go see them at Suddenlink.com for details, or you can stop by their local Suddenlink office. It's at 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan and get started today. Or you can just give them a call, 877-694-9474. Suddenlink, more power to you.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office. Absolutely free. That's the Tom Light experience. That's the Tom Light difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 8 till. So, Chelsea, has Mr. Downs been in to speak to you this morning?
He has.
Okay, because he's, you know, he was actually, I don't know if he was expecting to have puppies frolicking in the hall.
He did. He said, dog? And I said, no dog.
Aww.
Said she didn't look like she wanted to leave the bed this morning.
Yeah, so. Strangely, I think he's a little bummed out over the whole thing.
I know. Maybe
it hasn't happened.
I do have to go home here after the show for a bit. So maybe I'll grab her and bring her on the way back.
Well, you know, again, it's not like a lot of people. Well, I guess I should have asked the folks in College Station if any of them were bringing their dogs. So, hello.
God forgive me. I tuned in a little late this morning.
We'll need a note from your doctor, but go ahead. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Did y'all hear the great news yesterday?
About?
They finally got a good qualified replacement for Chip Howard.
Oh, is that right? Did that girl do okay?
No, right. Oh man, they need to sign her long term contract.
Right. All right, we'll see. I'll do that. I'm glad to see that that's a rare show of good judgment on Chip's part. So I'll appreciate that too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clarence. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, mark your calendars for July 6th and July 13th. I'll be back.
Why is he gone? Is he traveling
it's the
again?
Summer,
oh,
Scott. He doesn't work during the summer.
Well, so I thought about that when I turned on the radio. I think about 5:30.
Okay.
And there was some. What did we do? Is there some magazine that does a show on Thursdays in the outdoor segment?
Oh, was it Celia Nasty?
No. It was like something.
Great name.
Or In Fisherman,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, that's it, Fisherman. Was that just a segment?
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes long.
Oh, so what were you doing the rest of the time for the outdoor segment?
Well, we did do animal attacks yesterday.
Well,
we don't, you know, the outdoor segment, it's very lenient in how much outdoors you put into
I got you.
So we do play, you know, our In Fisherman Spot and Celia Nasty comes at you with Passport to Texas.
Right.
But besides that, and Animal Attacks. Otherwise, we talked a lot about. We started a little late yesterday because we had the Rangers ball game that didn't end until about 4:15, 4:20.
Okay.
So that kind of pushed everything back.
Right.
So we didn't have, you know, any like great outdoor interviews or anything.
So was this a onesie or did you have a co-host?
I had Sean with me.
Okay.
Sean's
his
board operator, and I make Sean come on air with me.
Okay.
I shouldn't say I make him. Sean is a great, great co-host.
Do it or you're
that.
Fired.
Yeah, wants to do that.
Yeah. So, and we had some awesome throwback Thursday bumper music yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. We hit him with a little Hanson and a little LFO.
Oh.
We went Whitney Houston and Billy Joel.
Too good. Oh,
yeah.
Billy
Sean,
Joel.
Sean's a great DJ.
Okay.
He picks out some of the best bumper music.
Nice. Outstanding. Glad to hear that.
So.
Okay. According to a recently did, so Will, when is it, after the 4th of July, huh? Okay, you'll be back on.
Yes.
Okay. According to recently declassified documents, the CIA was infiltrated in 2012 and 2013 by snack bandits.
Uh-oh.
The documents outline how some CIA contractors crafted a scheme to steal thousands of dollars worth of snacks from the snack machine.
Snacks?
The CIA!
Thousands of dollars worth of snacks?
Wow.
The contractors managed to steal vending goods by disconnecting the Freedom Pay Network termination cables connecting the agency vending machines. That's what it says in their report, whatever that means. The contractors apparently made off with over $3,000 worth of vending machine treats from fall 2012 to spring of 2013. So it was like a freebie deal, huh? Just go in and get all the Twinkies that you want. All the Twinkies you could steal?
Yeah.
Ooh, and get this. Wait, let me hang on. Let me see. I've got breaking news here. The Queen was reported to police for not wearing a seatbelt in the official car.
Well, it would wrinkle her outfit.
That's it. It was at the state opening of the parliament. There was a call made by somebody saying the Queen was not strapped in while being driven from London.
She's the queen.
I was
going
to say, first of all,
she can do whatever she wants.
She can make the rules. Second of all, she's like 1,000 years old.
She won't be. She can't clip the little clip thing, you know.
Yeah, okay, and anyway. Again, it'll ruin her outfit.
Good point. She won't be going to jail, though. UK law says civil and criminal proceedings cannot be taken against the Queen.
We won't be going to jail.
That's right. I'm free, baby!
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem! We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the summer fun sales event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. In case you didn't hear, George Clooney going to make a billion dollars. Yeah, he and two of his partners who are going to sell their tequila brand to a British company for $1 billion.
Must be some good tequila.
Yeah, apparently, these celebrities who get into the alcohol business, they make a killing.
Yep.
Dan Aykroyd with that skull vodka and stuff like that.
And yesterday I saw an interview with that dude, the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
So he's pushing a tequila now, I think, or a vodka.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got he said he had an equity stake in that. So.
That's the original one?
Yeah. So. All right, so it's hard to be spontaneous in your daily life. Our routine is pretty well locked down to the fact that the biggest risk we take is putting pepper jack cheese on a sandwich.
Ooh, spicy.
But it all changes when we take a vacation.
Yeah.
According to a survey, 61% of people say they act differently on vacation. No kidding.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I sit around my house in my underwear all day.
Well, they take risks. They're more spontaneous. And another good thing about going on vacation, you actually, you like to just go out and see people, be in relationships with people. It's
you
a
meet
good thing.
People, you,
you
talk
really
to
do.
People.
And one more thing about the survey, when you go on vacation, most of your coworkers are cool for covering for you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill Oliver.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they're cool with it, but they'll do it.
They will, yeah, every once in a while. Oh, great news, Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner coming back for a second season.
Nice.
I didn't even know that that was going
to
be a deal.
Snoop's involved, and they had to call it a potluck dinner.
I had no idea that well, again... for all the weird ideas they come up with, it works. Hey, listen, it's going to be very hot, very uncomfortable today. Heat index over 108, so stay cool. We'll be back Monday. WTAW, College Station, Brian.